I'm Steve Miller reporting. The European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Federica Mogherini, said the IAEA is the only impartial international organization that is in charge of monitoring Iran's nuclear commitments.
What I have seen from the first reports is that Prime Minister Netanyahu has not put in question Iran's compliance with the JCPOA commitments, meaning post-2015 nuclear commitments.
Intelligence experts and diplomats said much of the evidence Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu presented during his news conference dated to before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is going to Japan next week.
President Moon Jae-in will visit Japan on May 9th for a one-day schedule to attend the 7th South Korea-Japan-China Summit.
Moon will hold a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang May 9th to explain the outcomes of the inter-Korean summit and boost cooperation between the three countries. The Koreas also dismantled huge Cold War-era loudspeakers Tuesday that were used to blare propaganda across their border. U.S. President Donald Trump fired new broadsides on Tuesday at the criminal investigation into his 2016 election campaigns linked to Russia and his White House actions. The U.S. leader derided Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe, said it was disgraceful that more than four dozen questions investigators want to ask Mr. Trump were leaked in a New York Times story. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that the European Union has criticized the U.S.